Now, last week, Jerry spoke to Michael Healy-Ray and Danny Healy-Ray, who said they were shocked at an apparent cut in the amount reimbursed under the cataract scheme. It's understood that the HSE is cutting the money granted under the cataract reimbursement cross-border medical treatment scheme from over 1,900, that was the reimbursement you would have got, down to just over 800 euro. Now, for several years, the TDs, the two independent deputies for this county, have organised buses to take people from Kerry to Belfast to have cataracts removed, and they say they'll continue to operate the bus to Belfast as long as the demand is there. Now, they want to find out reasons as to why this apparent cut has been made. Now, we haven't gotten any real sort of clear-cut answers from the HSE, and this is the answer we've gotten under the cross-border directive. And under the Northern Ireland Planned Healthcare Scheme, Ireland is obliged to reimburse people whichever of these is less. One, the total cost of healthcare in the treating state, or two, the total cost of healthcare if it had been provided in Ireland. For that reason, the agreed rates for public procedures in Ireland are used to ascertain the cost of the treatment had it been provided in Ireland to enable applications to be processed. Well, that doesn't really answer the question, you would agree. But we got a very interesting email during the week on foot of the interviews that Danny and Michael Healy-Ray gave to Jerry from Thomas Doyle, who's an optometrist and director with Killarney Specsavers. Good morning to you, Thomas, and thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today show this morning. I hope you're keeping well. Now, Thomas, can you hear me there? We're just having a little bit of break up there.
I can, yes.
Ah, yeah. Much better.
Hear you now, yes.
Excellent, excellent. We're joined on the line by Thomas Doyle, who's an optometrist with Killarney Specsavers. He's director there with the business as well. Thomas, you were listening to the item on the show last week when Jerry spoke to Michael and Danny Healy-Ray about this apparent cut in the reimbursement given to people under the cross-border cataract treatment scheme.
Yes, good morning, Teresa. First of all, I heard about it from a patient of mine that on Thursday, and she had already gone up to Belfast, and we were actually discussing about her second eye, that whether we'd send her up, and she informed me, first of all, that there might be cutbacks. And that's when I listened back to the program that Jerry had, and I agree with the Healy-Ray brothers that this is... it makes no sense, because this is a scheme that's been working very well, that dozens of my patients go up to Belfast every year, and the service they get is great, because it is commonly known that the waiting list to get cancer surgery in Kerry is for over 4 years, and there's people that just can't wait that long to get the procedure done, and it can be life-changing, and it's a crucial procedure, and it just, when a system is working well, it makes no sense on the same day that we're getting our tax receipts from the corporation tax to make this cutback, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on the system in Kerry, in Cork, because there's just going to be more people waiting for longer.
When you spoke to that patient, had she recently had her cataracts treated up in the north?
She had, and I was doing the follow-up now, because what happens is that it's not the perfect system, because some of it is informal, but once people get once the patient gets the operation done in Belfast, it's important that about 4 weeks afterwards they get a post-operative assessment, that we check to make sure everything is recovering, that there's no adverse reactions, there's no infections, that everything is recovering as normal. And we also need to give a new pair of glasses, because the patient will have a brand new eye, so that we need to assess things. And in the vast majority of cases, that's a formality, that in the 10 or 12 years that the scheme has been up and running, you know, I can only remember one or two cases where there has been minor issues that have occurred. So this patient was, again, coming in for her checkup after having the procedure done, and in the majority of cases, if you got a cataract in one eye, there's another cataract in the other eye as well, So not always, but sometimes people get the second eye done, and that's what we were discussing. So that's, in her case, it's not going to be something that would have to be done immediately.
And Thomas, may I ask, when this, when you were speaking to the patient, did she should she notice whether the money, whether there had been a cut in the reimbursement? Did she say that there was a cut in the reimbursement?
No, she wasn't affected it by herself for the time that she'd gone up. But the thing is that it's affecting her decision to go for the second eye, because she'll be reimbursed for the cataract operation she just had. That's not an issue, because up until July 1st, I understand that if you've had the operation done before then, it will be treated under the old scheme. It's just that people going up in the future are the ones that will be affected. So going forward is the issue. The people that have already had the operation done, they should be able to get their full refund.
But the change came into effect on July 1st, you understand?
I understand. Now, I think there might be a special arrangement, because there was people booked in, possibly even for today, that they will be reimbursed the agreed amount, the 1900 euros. But it's the people that would be booked in, and there's buses going up, you know, every month. But it's the people that are booked in the future, and it's the patient that I'm talking to every day, because it's the most common problem that we come across in practice. You know, if you live long enough, you're going to get a cataract, and it shouldn't be a big issue. It's an easy thing to deal with. It's just that when I talk to people and we're discussing their options, automatically the Belfast option comes up, because everybody knows about the scheme, and people know people that have been on it, and they know that it works. So it takes a bit of the pressure off. So that, you know, if I tell somebody that they've got the beginnings of a cataract, they're not worried, they're not stressed, because they know that should there be a waiting list in Kerry and Cork, that they have this backup, that things can be sorted, you know, that we have the option to go to Belfast to get it done. Now, I don't have that option.
Do you think clarity is needed from the HSE in all this?
Oh, absolutely, because we're going to be just left in limbo. When I'm talking to people, I just have one less option to give them. And it will cause stress to people, okay, that people won't know their next options. And, you know, that when I'm asked about, you know, the waiting list, I'm saying, well, it's going to be 4 years before you'll be seen through the public health service. And we get calls every week from people wondering, can we do anything to bring it forward? And the honest answer is that we can't do anything. Even people going to private practice, you know, if you got health insurance, private clinics are overrun in the area as well, that it's going to be 6 months before you'd be seen, even if you do have VHI. So that my patients are left in limbo, because I can't advise them, is this permanent? Is this just a mix-up? Even with the statement that they gave, that, you know, if they check the prices of how much it will cost in the Republic of Ireland, you know, you're not going to get changed from 3,000 euros for the procedure. So the HSE are getting a very good bargain, even as it is. Yeah, the sooner we get clarity, the better, because this is something I deal with on a daily basis. So we're not talking about an odd case here and there. This is a daily conversation with patients, and it's just not fair to have, you know, the system works and people are aware that the system works. So it's just putting unnecessary stress on everybody.
We're speaking to Thomas Doyle, who's an optometrist and director with Clarney Specsavers, about this apparent cut in the reimbursements for people who need cataract surgery and avail of the cross-border treatment. Apparently, it appears there's been a reduction in the reimbursement from over 1,900 euro to just over 800 euro. Thomas, briefly, if you could ask us, what is the difference between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist. God, I find that word so hard to say.
Yeah, yes. After 30 years, I still find it a bit hard to say myself. And yes, that's a common question. An ophthalmologist is a medical doctor who specialized in eye health. Okay. So they diagnose and they would treat glaucoma, macular degeneration, and also then you have a surgical ophthalmologist who would do the cataract operations. Optometrists aren't medical doctors, so we can't prescribe medication, we can't diagnose certain conditions, but our job is to measure you for your glasses prescription. So if you need reading glasses or glasses for far away, that's our job. But our job is also we screen for for eye conditions. So we screen for glaucoma, we screen for cataracts, we screen for macular degeneration. And when we come across an issue, sometimes we can manage it in our practice ourselves, or if it's past a certain level, we refer. So if somebody comes in and if they have a cataract, most cataracts will be, the optometrist would be the first to find it, rather than, yes, GPs can check for it as well, but we got the equipment and it's because of what we do. Most eye conditions, we'll be the first to find them, and we manage accordingly, and we refer when it requires to be referred. Now, the problem with cataracts is that cataracts don't necessarily have to be referred immediately. If they're at the early stages, we just monitor to see how they develop. So if they pass a certain stage, that's when we get the ball rolling, and that's where we get caught with the referrals, with the waiting lists. But as I said, so ophthalmologists are medical doctors, and we do the screening.
You also mentioned in your email to us about this Centre of Excellence in Cork. Tell us about this and how you think it will reduce waiting lists, not just for cataracts, but for other eye issues.
Well, Jerry, when he was talking to Michael and Danny, referred to a share care scheme that Optometry Ireland did in Sligo, which is basically that rather than patients going to the hospital each time before any procedure and after procedure, that a lot of the pre-assessment and post-assessment outpatients were being done with optometrists in the Sligo area, both Specsavers and Independents. And that saved both time and convenience for the patient, that they didn't have to go to the hospital for each occasion, that they only needed to see the surgeon on the day. So the surgeon had more time to do cataracts operations, and for the patients it was more convenient that they didn't have to go to the hospital each time. Now, the Centre of Excellence, and to be quite honest, we wouldn't have been informed much about how this will work in the future, but there's last Monday a new Centre of Excellence for all the optometry in the Kerry Cork area, that all the procedures are being put into the one area, so that in theory this will be good in the long term, that they have dedicated cataract surgery clinics, that people that have issues with diabetes and macular degeneration, that they'll all be seen in the same clinic in the South Infirmary in Cork. Now, so in the long term, hopefully this will work on the waiting list, but it's just opened last Monday, and you know, like with everything else with the HSE, they might open one clinic, but we don't know what will happen with everything else. So it could be years before we see the benefits of that. And also, I'm not sure, when we refer for cataracts, we still have to go through the same system as before. We refer to the GP, the GP refer to HSE, and time will tell how efficient this new Centre of Excellence will be. So in theory, it should be very good for the care, but in the short term, I don't know how much of a difference it will make.
And finally, Tim gets in touch, and thanks for taking your time to talk to us this morning, Thomas, and outlining all the situation. Tim asks, how much does it cost to have a cataract removed in Belfast, in the north, compared to the Republic? Is it possible to give a to give an estimation?
I can give you an estimation, because Specsavers have a shared care agreement with one of the clinics in Belfast as well, and in Derry. Now, I wouldn't use it much in Kerry, because there's already a very good service provided by the Healy Rays. But the Sligo and Letterkenny Specsaver stores would send hundreds of people to the north, and normally they charge just under £2,000. Okay, for the procedure. Now, the similar procedure done in the south, as far as I know, would be over €3,000. Now, I don't have that exact figure, because because in the majority of cases, people that go for that would have VHI. But so, even if you weren't getting any reimbursement, it is slightly cheaper to do it in the north. Also, the waiting times are far, far less, because, as I said, if you rang around any of the ophthalmologists in Kerry and Cork, you've been going to be told that there's a six-month waiting list, even if you have the facilities to pay for it directly. But the big advantage of going to the north is this rebate scheme that was there. So, ignoring the rebates, it would be a little bit cheaper to do it in the north, but the main reason for doing it is for the rebate.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Thomas Doyle, optometrist with Clarney Specsavers, giving his perspective and his thoughts, and he's urging the HSE to give clarity on this apparent cut in the amount reimbursed for the cataract scheme. And the scheme, of course, we're referring to is the Cataract Reimbursement Cross-Border Medical Treatment Scheme, in which people go to the north for the treatment for their cataracts. Apparently, the reimbursement has been cut to patients from over €1,900 to just over €800.